Welcome to the Riding from the Inside Out, Empowering Our Horse Girl Selves podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Waldo. In this podcast, I talk about how I became a horse girl as a child and why I've returned to being a horse girl as an adult. I discuss what I've learned about why many of us are horse girls, what that inexplicable heart and soul-based force is that draws us to horses like moths to a flame, how I've learned that our relationships with horses can be an opportunity for us as horse girls to empower ourselves at our deepest inner self levels, and how by doing so, we can feel more empowered in all aspects of our lives, including in our riding and our relationships with horses. In this show, I'll share personal stories of my journey to date and how I continue to practice doing this day to day in my relationship with my current horses. I'll also periodically interview other women about how they're empowering themselves as horse girls as well. So join me as we go on this journey of empowering our horse girl selves together. Welcome back to the Riding from the Inside Out podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about why this podcast may not be for you. Seems like an odd topic, but I felt called to do this when I was using the pitchfork to load up my hay wagon to feed my horses this morning. And I got the call to do this on my other podcast, Creating from the Inside Out, and kind of a real strong knowing to do it for this one as well. And this is unscripted. There's nothing planned. This is just, something I'm called to share for today's episode. So let's dive in. One of the things that I do on this podcast is I do not prepare a script. There is no prepared writing out. I mean, the most I do would be like, if I have an idea for a topic come to me, I just might jot that down just because sometimes I get an idea and then I forget it. Although most of the time I have that happen all the time. And then I never do episodes on the things that I think about. I have a lot of notes everywhere with different ideas that have come to me of just the topic, but I don't write anything down. I don't script it out. I don't think I've ever, or if I have, very rarely done any kind of like little notes. Maybe a couple of times. But if so, very minimal. So if you're looking for, some kind of really, or if you want a podcast that is like, spells it all out and gives you, all kinds of information, in a very kind of like how to kind of way like that, this isn't the podcast for you. That's not what you're going to get here. In this podcast, what I'm doing is I'm sharing stories. I'm sharing insights. I'm sharing experiences. I'm sharing things along my path as a heart and soul centered horse girl, both in the past and moving forward day by day in my life. That I feel called to share, that I feel like I've learned something from, or I'm learning something from, or I'm learning to do, or I'm learning a way to be, and it's serving me. And I record it, And if it serves you and if it benefits you in some way, in any way, whether it's informative, whether it's inspiring, whether it's entertaining, whether it's whatever, that's awesome. And if it doesn't, you know, resonate with you and it doesn't do any of those things, no problem. This podcast is not meant to be, you know, any kind of set thing to make someone get somewhere or be something or whatever. This is about my experiences, my insights, and frankly, a lot of the stuff that, you know, I would love to have seen in a podcast at various times in my life. Like, for example, episode 3, where I talked about my experience of really being like having this feeling that something was off with my riding and my horse girl life, even though like it didn't make any rational sense. I was doing really well. I was riding on the A circuit, doing hunter equitation classes. I was winning ribbons. I had a great horse. I mean, what could possibly be wrong? But there was something that was off. And I know what it was off. I know what was off now. But I've learned a lot because of where my life has taken me to get to the place to have, you know, come to understand what that was about. But by golly, if someone had been able to tell me that when I was at that age, or even just a few years after that, that would have been amazing. If someone had been able to help me understand what was going on with me and support me in that. So I share a lot of stuff like that, like stuff that, you know, that I wish that I had known, or that I wish someone would tell me, or whatever. And all of this stuff in the podcast really is coming from my own experiences and my own experiences with my inner knowing, my own inner guidance, if you will. And so I, along those lines, you know, if you're looking for a podcast that's going to fit into some certain kind of camp, like, oh, she's in the natural horsemanship camp, or she's in the, the alternative horse camp, or she's in the hunter equitation camp, or whatever. I don't know. I don't think so. I tend to kind of find with my own inner guidance that anytime I've tried to blindly or even just overtly follow a system or a school of thought or all the answers of a discipline or of a particular trainer or anything, that it hasn't served me in any area of my life. What I've come to understand is that I become more empowered when I tune into myself. And as I tune into myself and trust myself, my own kind of like self and guidance can sometimes lead me to little morsels of information from other people that are perfect for that particular moment in time. And that other person, they may say all kinds of other things that are not relevant to me, or that I don't find to be true for me, or whatever. But the one thing that I was kind of guided to did serve me. So what that means is, you know, if I'm sharing that kind of stuff, because that's the kind of stuff that I find that I get from my own life and what I've learned, you're not going to find me fitting into one set camp. And I find that I'm always like changing. I'm always changing. Like I'm blown away sometimes when I see how, let me give you an example. So when I grew up, with kids, in, you know, as a kid with ponies and horses, the ponies and horses kind of like, they might have been barefoot, kind of like when I first used to ride for fun, because people just kind of like, if they weren't spending a lot of money on their horses, they would just like not put shoes on them. But then like the more, and this is a long time ago, but then the more like supposedly serious you were, or the more competitive you were or whatever, of course you would always, you know, you had like a really good farrier and you always had like, you know, really good shoes put on and all of that, right? So that was kind of like the world that I grew up in. And then when I rode again later, after owning my last horse, and just kind of like rode, or even when I rode other people's horses or when I leased a horse, I wasn't really involved in shoeing decisions. Because it wasn't even the horse that I leased. That horse was like on a schedule and I had no say in it. The trainer that was owning him had that, or her, it was a mare, had that, you know, all set, and I had no say. So I never really kind of looked into it. Well, now fast forward, right? When I got my horse, my first horse, he kept throwing shoes. And he had problems with his feet because he's a thoroughbred and he had, you know, he has like a high-low situation, and he was throwing shoes, and I was having a really hard time finding a farrier. And then it ended up that I kind of got the impulse to start trying to use composite or glue on shoes, and we tried to do that, but then he was losing it. He was losing those too. And really it was through the process of observing him and tuning into myself and listening to what my own kind of knowing was showing me and what the horse was trying to communicate with me, even though it seemed like a really big problem because I thought I was going to start riding, and instead I wasn't riding very much because my horse kept having problems with his feet. And I was like, what the heck? I got back into this so I could ride. Now I'm hardly riding. But that's a whole other conversation, because now I have so much of a different relationship that is so beneficial because of that quote unquote problem that I wouldn't have had if I had just been able to keep riding. And these are the kinds of things I talk about in the podcast. But getting back to the shoes, I ended up, you know, going on a path of becoming a real advocate for my horses to be barefoot, to wear boots, or to be barefoot. And I'm not saying that's right for your horse. I'm not saying it has to be. I'm not saying that my way is the way. I'm saying it's what's right for me, and it's what's right for my horse. And it's been part of the journey of me listening to myself. So I might talk about that kind of thing. Or there's so many things that I've like, it's like I have come to learn things by the necessity and the situations, by the necessity of my experience and by the situations I find myself in, that cause me to, you know, learn how to look at what is that telling me? What am I learning from this? What is it I'm becoming aware of from this? Sometimes this happens for me kicking and screaming because, you know, I kind of think I have this other thing that I want to do that I'm not able to do. And instead I end up learning how to do this thing that is really something I really wanted all along anyway, but I didn't kind of realize that. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but this is something that happens to me over and over again. Like the shoes are a good example. Like, let's see, episode 3 was about how I started, you know, realizing that even though I was winning all these ribbons and doing really quote unquote well, there was something missing. And it was like just having fun with my horse for having fun was part of what was going on. You'll have to listen to all of episode 3 to understand. And I still come to new awarenesses about what was really going on with me, even now since recording that episode. But that kind of set in motion this desire to, you know, to not just get back into riding and go back and be winning ribbons again, and, you know, picking back up where I left off, but really wanting to have the whole experience be this amazing, I don't want to say amazing in that it's always amazing, but this thing that just feels real and authentic and where I feel really connected within my heart and my soul. And so I thought riding would be that, right? But here I had this horse and he kept losing his shoes. And it was like I was hardly doing any riding. And it was really frustrating that I wasn't doing as much riding as what I thought I would do. Because the whole point, I thought, was to get back into riding and, you know, connecting through my horse with riding. But actually, it led to this amazing whole other set of experiences of connecting with my horse in ways beyond riding. Because I wasn't riding. And also going on this path of also learning more about how to be, you know, doing what he was calling for in terms of what's best for his feet and his, you know, his hooves and his health and his well-being, which for him is being barefoot or wearing boots and maybe getting glue on shoes back on at some point. I don't know. These things can change. That's the other thing. Like what's right for him right now might change and be something different down the road. And this is the kind of stuff that I talk about. This is the kind of stuff that I talk about that when we kind of like as heart and soul based horse girls, we start to learn to realize that we can empower ourselves. The empowering is the listening to our hearts, listening to our souls, listening and letting our minds serve us versus just, you know, playing records of all the things other people have told us, but letting us discern through filtering through our own awareness of what is right for us, what is it we prefer, what is it that makes sense to us, what is it that our heart's telling us, what is it that our mind is telling us, doing all of that. That is what I call empowerment. That's what I mean. It's an inner job. And when we learn to do this, or when we, you know, learn to, it's not something you learn and then you're done. At least I have not found that to be the case. It's something that I'm always practicing and that I'm becoming more aware. And that changes and deepens my relationship with my horse. I become more aware. I become more aware of myself. I become more aware of my horses. I become more connected with them. I understand them more. I understand my life more. I understand, you know, certain things more. Does it ever mean I reach a point of understanding and then I'm like, it's all perfect and now it's like all set? No. It's a constant thing, but I am navigating it and I'm learning how to navigate that whole process. That's what this podcast is about. This podcast is about me sharing those kinds of things. So if that's not what you're looking for, you know, if you're looking for someone that's just going to give you the answers and say, do this and do that and do this and do that, you're in the wrong place. If you're looking for somebody that's going to say, you need to do this and you need to do this, and this is the only right way, and this is the only, you know, this is the wrong way and this is the right right way. I'm probably not, I don't say that very much. I do have certain moments where I feel really strong opinions about things, and I will share those in those moments for me in that context and in that moment. But if you're looking for me to say, that's what I believe, and you know, you get to agree with it or not, I'm going to say no, because I'm going to say, what is it that your situation is? What is it you're calling yourself to know? What is it that your horse's exact situation is? Because you've got to factor in all of what you know, all of your circumstances, all of what's going on with your horse, and all of it is very different than what I'm experiencing. So how could I possibly know what is right for your horse? And how could I possibly ever speak it in a podcast and then you blindly listen to it? And frankly, you know, I think that when anyone is doing that, personally, what I've found is that when someone is doing that, it's like, they want everyone to listen to them finding the answers. When I've been in that position before, in the past, where I felt like I had the answers and now I was going to tell other people them. And what I since later came to understand was that that was just a bunch of BS. That was me kind of like believing that I needed to have some kind of exact perfect knowledge and wisdom and expertise in whatever so that other people would value me and believe me and I could value me and believe me. And so therefore I had to put forward this front and convince these people. And all of it is an illusion, because the bottom line is I always had value. I always had awareness. I always had knowledge, but I didn't need to have that all be so definitive. I didn't need to like convince anyone of that. But I also am always evolving in my awareness and my knowledge and my consciousness of what I'm knowing about myself and about my horse. And that's what I share in this podcast. So if that kind of stuff that I just said is the kind of stuff that resonates with you, then maybe this podcast, you know, is something you enjoy. And if you're looking for exact answers, and you're looking for someone that's going to say, you know, do this and do this and do this, or I believe this, this, and this only, you're not going to get that from me. That's not what I'm here to talk about. And there are plenty of other folks across the horse world and everywhere else that can offer you that. But that's not what this is about. Let me tell you what I want this podcast to be about. This podcast is about me sharing things that I feel called to share, that I have learned or experienced or I'm learning or I'm practicing about, or kind of like on my journey of life with my horses. And the thing that I will say is that I've come to understand, you know, and be okay with the fact and become aware of the fact that I am what I call a heart and soul based horse girl. And what I mean by that is that horses are part of my, kind of like my spirit. They are, ever since horses and ponies came into my world when I was very little, there has always been something undescribable about the connection that I have, but really about what I learned through about myself and about them through my interactions with them. And I found for me that that means it's like the deepest part of myself has called me or called horses to me as kind of a major way in which I learn in my life. And not everyone is in that camp. You know, there are lots of people that like love their horses or love the idea of horses. I don't know. That have a different intention, or maybe they're just at a different place of their awareness of their intention. Maybe that's what it is. But where I'm speaking from is a place of having realized that there is something for me beyond just, you know, a ribbon, an award, you know, a looking like a horse girl, you know, all of that stuff. It's not about the external thing. If anything, actually, my horse girl self looks a lot more disheveled and messed up than if I wasn't a horse girl. And I've learned to embrace that. And that's just part of me being me. But if you're resonating with some of what I'm talking about, then maybe this podcast is something that, you know, you connect with, and that's cool. That's awesome. But I'm not trying to make this into some kind of place where you can just have everything all figured out and get all the answers. Not because I haven't gotten a lot of answers, because I have. But because what I've come to find is that my purpose with this podcast is to share the answers that I have received and the experience I've received in the context of the situations that I've been in. And those situations may not be the same as your situations. And, you know, that's why it's up to you to listen to yourself. But that's what I talk about in this podcast. I mean, that is really at the heart of this podcast. It's called Riding from the Inside Out. It really could just be called, you know, Life with Horses from the Inside Out, really, because it's not just about riding. I actually do very little riding compared to what I used to do. But it's about having the experiences, having horses in your awareness or in your life, and letting that be an opportunity for you to become more aware, more conscious of kind of like your deepest truths and knowing, and your horses as well. That's the kind of stuff that I talk about. What is true, you know, what's been true for me, what I've discovered for me. And again, what I've discovered for me may not be what is exactly right for you, but the constant theme that I hope that I'm getting across or giving across is the idea that you have that within you for you. You have your version in you, and for your horse. And that's what this podcast is about. It is about empowering ourselves from the inside out by tuning into our own hearts and our souls and our bodies and our horses and our experiences with them and all of the aspects of our lives with them, and letting that inform us, letting that it's not about reaching an actual destination, but it is about, it's like what I found is that when I let my life with my horses inform me and I become open to it, all the things that I actually really truly want start to just come to me. I start to just experience them, not because I'm trying to make them happen, but just by tuning into myself and tuning into and listening to myself and my own awareness and listening to my horse, all these other things come almost like a dessert that I wasn't really thinking about, but then I get them and then I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. I had like this amazing thing, kind of like what I was saying about with the shoes, right? Like here, I got back into horses thinking, well, I've wanted to get back into horses. And then I get this horse and he's always losing these shoes. And it was just this like crazy experience. And I was like, well, I'm hardly doing any riding now. And I thought the whole point was to start riding again, and then I'm hardly doing any riding, and I was so frustrated. But what it's like, that caused me, I started to learn, and I was practicing how to listen to myself and how to tune into myself and my horse, which is what I talk about on this podcast. I share a lot of stories and examples about that kind of stuff in all different situations. And when I was doing that, when my horse was losing his shoes and all of that, the end result is that I actually got a deeper relationship with my horse than I would have when I was just riding. So that's what I mean. It's like the deeper connection is what I really wanted. I thought riding was the pathway to get there. Riding ended up not being the pathway to get there. The path that life was presenting me was a horse that kept losing his shoes. And in learning how to do this thing that I call riding from the inside out, or being with horses from the inside out, I actually got to the place that I really wanted to get to, but I didn't realize that that was the path. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This is hard stuff to explain, but if you're resonating, and if you're not resonating with this, then probably this podcast may not be what's right for you, you know, at all, or right now, or whatever, and no problem. But if it is resonating with you at all, or it's making you kind of think, or you're like, oh, I get that, or there's something about that, then maybe this podcast is for you. Maybe this, there is something about this that you are calling yourself to know or remember, or just to feel the camaraderie of going on this path with yourself alongside me talking, or whatever. Now, I want to just check in with myself for a moment and see if there's anything else I wanted to share about why this podcast may not be for you. And I think I've covered it for right now. I guess the last thing I would close with is, if you're looking for perfection, which ties into, you know, a lot of what I already talked about, you know, if you're looking for someone that's like, I say a lot of ums now. Why? Because I don't script any of this. So a lot of times it's just the information and what I'm sharing is kind of like coming to me and flowing through me, and I don't know where it's going. So sometimes I'll have an as I pause, or I might use the wrong grammar because I think certain words are going to come, and then it's another word that comes, and so it kind of sounds like, you know, my grammar is off or whatever. So if you're looking for that kind of perfection or whatever, that kind of like fancy whatever, that's not what this is. This is not about that. This is about just being real and transparent, and sharing and letting, you know, what information is coming to me flow. And if you're looking for perfection and you're looking for perfect grammar and you're looking for things to be kind of like, you know, edited out and whatever, that's not what you're going to get on this podcast. But here is what you're going to get on the podcast. In addition to some of the other things I've talked about, you're going to hear my stories, my experiences, my real life journey, me sharing with honesty and transparency to the best of my consciousness, my conscious awareness right now. And what I mean by that is sometimes I'm not aware of certain things until after, you know? And so when I record, I'm sharing with the transparency, that the complete transparency that I have right now, that's what I'm sharing, about my experience and the insights that I have on it. But sometimes I gain other insights on it later on. Usually I'll share those in another episode as well and kind of, update that. And that's another thing related to this podcast, is there is a constant kind of consciousness shift that's happening within me that I have learned to realize is just part of my journey, that I am always coming to new awarenesses about myself and my relationship with my horse and my journey of listening to my horses, and what they're showing me, what I'm showing me, and all of the above. The other thing is you will hear background noises. I don't edit out cats meowing or dogs barking or whatever anymore. I did that in my first podcast and I just don't have time for that. So, you know, I'm in my office. I record, I have a good microphone. I have a beautiful view of the mountains. There's life that goes on in my house as I record, and you'll hear that. So, but that's, I don't know, to me, I feel like that's real life. That's the point. The point is that life isn't this perfect thing. Things aren't just all spelled out. We learn and experience so much in just the authenticity of our experiences. At least that's what I've discovered. And so that's how I share. So, I'm sure I could talk more about other things, but for whatever reason, I'm feeling like this is a good stopping point for this episode of what I wanted to talk about today. And if you are, you know, you are, resonating with this, and this feels like the kind of stuff you're interested in, that's awesome. I love it. And if you're not, that's no problem as well. And so I am just going to end on that note until the next episode. I'm so glad you joined me for today's episode of the Riding from the Inside Out Empowering Empowering Our Horse Girl Selves podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode or you're enjoying this podcast, hit the subscribe button on your favorite player or in iTunes so that you don't miss any upcoming episodes. Also, share this episode with anyone else who might connect with this material. To learn more about my other offerings, visit my website at michellewaldo.com. That's michellewaldo.com.